Okay, on to an international story now. And an Iranian scientist, apparently the CIA, offered him $50 million to lie about nuclear secrets. He was in captivity in the United States and he's now been returned to Iran. Apparently, according to Patrick Coburn in The Independent today, he was abducted and taken to the US by the CIA and then returned to Tehran yesterday to a hero's welcome and claimed he'd been pressurized into lying about his country's nuclear program. The guy's name is Sharam Amiri. Martin Summers, do you want to comment on this? Because this is a real tense area, isn't it? The Iranian nuclear program.
Yeah, and another thing that's happened yesterday, which people probably haven't picked up on, is there was a bomb in a mosque in the southeast of Iran, which killed quite a number of people. The bomb attack has been claimed by Jundullah, which is a Sunni-based extremist group allied to Al-Qaeda, but are now actually on our payroll. They're working for the Western intelligence services. So we've got this concerted assault going on against Iran. It's hard to unpick what's really going on in this particular incident.
But this guy was kidnapped and taken to the US,
wasn't
he?
That's what he says, okay? There are other stories out there about, you know, we shouldn't be jumping to conclusions about this. I think what is clearly going on is there is an attempt to create a confected problem of Iran, which we have got to solve. And I think that the threats that are being made to Iran are themselves, in my view, incendiary and wrong. If you go around threatening to do X, Y, and Z unless somebody does what you want, you're actually threatening a world war. And the Western powers have got to take a step back and have a big, deep breath. They're in enough trouble already in Afghanistan and Iraq. They haven't got a way out of those two wars. We don't need a third one.
Martin Golding, Labour councillor, what are your thoughts about Iran? I mean, which side do you come down on? Do you think that they're really, it's actually worthwhile, kind of, if you want, bullying them in a way into stopping their nuclear programme? Or do you think they have a right to one?
Well, I'm not a believer in nuclear proliferation.
Well, this is nuclear power anyway. Do you believe them that it's just nuclear power?
Well, they've got so many centrifuges. They've built 5,000 now. They don't need that many to start off a civil nuclear program. And they've also been offered the technology and for it to be run by friendly powers such as Russia. We will build you these nuclear power stations. Why do you want to do it yourself if it is a true need to diversify your energy needs from a country who sits on massive oil reserves? So...
There are actually quite a lot of uranium ore reserves.
They still sat on oil reserves during the time of the Shah, and they were allowed to begin building nuclear power stations because the West wanted them to build nuclear power stations at that stage.
So what do you think is going to happen with this whole situation, the sort of showdown really between the West and Iran? Do you think we're going to manage to persuade them to stop the nuclear program, and is that the right thing to do?
Yeah, no, I think so. I think what the West is doing is, some of you may say it's too robust. I think it's probably striking the right line in the fact that you have to say, look, we're on you. We're looking at you. We cannot afford you to have a nuclear capability because that will massively destabilise the whole region.
No, it won't. It'll mean that the Israelis won't get their way because they're the other ones with they're the ones in the Middle East with nuclear weapons. We all know they've got between 200 and 400 nuclear weapons, which they haven't signed up to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. If I was the Iranian General Staff, I would be saying to the democratically elected government of Iran, and they're just as democratically elected as the government of Afghanistan, more so possibly, that we need nuclear weapons, just like Britain needs nuclear weapons, because everybody else has got them, and we've got to deter aggression against us. Now, this is how this is seen in most of the rest of the world, in Latin America, in Turkey, in China. This is the way they see it. Now, the West and the Israelis have talked themselves into the idea that they are the international community. Now, they are the ones with all the big ships and the bombs, for sure, but they are not the international community.
But surely...
There is no evidence that if this went to the UN General Assembly as opposed to the Security Council, that they would be given any kind of time of day at all. The International Atomic Energy Agency, Mohammed Al-Baradei, and all these people have said there's no evidence whatsoever that they're building nuclear weapons. 16 US intelligence agencies gave a statement... 18 months ago saying there's no evidence whatever. This has got shades of what happened with the run-in with Iraq, where in actual fact, in private, they were being told by people like Scott Ritter, who was an inspector, that the Iraqis had no weaponry. But they wanted them to have weaponry because they wanted to invade.
But Martin,
and there is an Israeli policy of aggression against Iran.
Martin, surely the best way to keep the peace in the Middle East is to make sure that the Iranians don't get any nuclear capabilities.
Within their rights to withdraw from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, as Israelis have done, and just develop nuclear weapons. They would be within their legal rights to do that. Now, they're not doing that. They're trying to negotiate. I think there is a definite attempt by the Western powers and the Israel to break up the regime in Iran, as we've broken up the regime in Iraq and we've broken up the regime in Afghanistan. Now, this lack of I'm a member of the Labour Party, but I feel a lack of trust in our leadership for what happened over Iraq. So do a lot of people, and a lot of people voted Liberal because of this, and we lost a lot of support on that flank. And I think we've really got to get away from the idea that the Iranians are naughty boys to be made to sit on the naughty step. They've actually been quite constructive and cooperative in helping us in Afghanistan and Iraq, although you wouldn't think so from what we hear in the media. Now, what is this is the Israelis who are pushing policy here, and they need to be reined in. They need to be told, what about your nuclear weapons?
No, I agree with the point about Israeli nuclear weapons, but it doesn't help if you proliferate nuclear weapons. It doesn't help you having, you have to lose yours, we have to lose ours, etc., etc., etc. What people have, they have. What people don't have, they shouldn't have if we're talking about nuclear weapons.
Isn't that what the non-proliferation treaty is all about, Martin?
Indeed, and the Iranians, there is no solid evidence to suggest that the Iranians have done any more than develop a nuclear power program with the levels at which spinning the material that they've got is nothing like the level required for a nuclear weapon. They've been inspected to bits by the IAEA, by the US intelligence services. They came out and said it, but instead of the intelligence services being allowed to say what's going on, other people are sticking their oar in and saying, oh no, take no notice of the intelligence services, we know better than they did. That's how we ended up believing in WMD in Iraq, because the intelligence services were overruled by politicians.